actually, sir, whenever you are browsing on internet, the Google, the Yahoo, and the Facebook, you are downloading some dangerous viruses into your computer that is corrupting the software parts of your computer day by day. So, sir, if please turn on your computer so that I can provide you the support and the service.
Okay, but how do you know that my computer's infected?
Yes, sir, because we have your CNSA ID number and your computer is connected to our Windows server. You are our Windows registered customer, sir. From there, we came to know that your computer is infected, sir. So, sir, if you turn on your computer, I can provide you the support and the service, and I can clear the problems and errors in front of your eyes. So, sir, please turn it on.
Okay, and you're calling from Microsoft, are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I'm turning my computer on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what should I do when I've turned it on?
Yes, sir. Please concentrate on your keyboard. At the left-hand bottom corner of your keyboard, can you find the control key?
Yes.
Sir, beside the control key, which key can you see, sir?
It's a key with a flag on it, I believe.
Yes, sir. Beside the control key, which key can you see, sir?
I think there's a key with a flag on it. I can't see it very well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want me to press that key, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, without releasing that, press the letter R. R for Romeo.
Yes, okay. And I've done that, so I get the run box.
On the run box, type the letter event VWR.
The word, the letters what, sorry?
Event. EVENT.
Yes.
VWR.
Okay.
Now click on OK.
Okay, yes.
What comes up?
I can't really see it very well.
Can't really see it very well.
No. What should it be?
All the other things you can see, but you can't see what comes up after clicking on OK.
No, I can't see very much very well, to be honest.
Very much to be well, very honest.
No, I said I can't see very much, to be honest.
Did you click on OK, sir?
I did click on OK.
Now, you know, the word OK is written even smaller, very in a very small letter. You can see OK.
I use a screen reader.
So, you know, you are an idiot.
Sorry?
You are an idiot.
I am an idiot. Who are you?
Yes.
Who are you, sir?
I'm your father.
tell me, before you go, are you still there? Yeah. Tell me, where are you? You've gone. There we go. I've always wanted to record one of those. There we go. So that is a pretend call from a Microsoft help centre claiming that I have a virus on my computer. As it happens, I don't have a Windows computer, so I couldn't actually go and sit down in front of one. And follow that through. One thing that I do want to do, though, is to see who actually called me there. I've already done this, actually. I paused and got the number. Because I was intrigued. I thought that they would probably hide. I thought it would be an unspecified number. But here it is. 1471.
Telephone number 0019135555 0160 called today at 4:24. Please hang up. Please hang up.
She's very insistent, isn't she? That, by my reckoning, was an international number, 00,
And then number one would be for the US, I would have thought. So what presumably would have happened had I stayed on the line and had a Windows computer and been a bit gullible or a bit naive otherwise believed what he was telling me was he would have taken me into a utility which would have shown lots of processes running on my computer and would have suggested that they were all viruses or other pieces of malware. And he then would have either tried to remote into my computer and presumably done something nasty to it, or sold me at great expense some kind of utility to get rid of all those things. Either way, I'm glad I didn't get to that stage, although it would have been fun to play with him just a little bit more. If anybody does know, though, in the UK of any authorities to whom I can report that number, I would be very grateful to hear from you. I doubt there is, but if you do know of anybody, then please let me know. Hope you enjoyed that in the meantime.